This is Spring Rising, a Protector of the Small Tortle Universe fanfic written by Imaginary Gogs and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Domitian of Masbol, Galadriel of Mindolin, with additional tags for Fluff, Picnics, Tooth Rotting Fluff. The door to Kel's office opens, and Dom sticks his head in, grinning. "Kel, if you stay in here any longer, the paperwork is going to eat you," he says cheerfully. "It is a stunningly beautiful day, and I am absolutely sure you can take an hour without causing a disaster." Kel looks at the parchments heaped on her desk. It's true that none of them is urgent. Honestly, she could probably leave some of them for tomorrow, or even the next day. And the view outside the window does show a late spring day in all its glory. The sky, that shade of blue which she's never found the words to describe. The trees, a riot of verdant greenery. "You're right," she says decisively, and signs the roster in front of her, and stands. "Huzzah!" Dom says, looking delighted. "Come on, I have everything set up. The squad helped." "Everything?" Kel asks. "Suddenly I am filled with foreboding. This isn't going to be like that incident with the eggs, right?" "No, no, nothing like that," Dom assures her, shuddering. "I wouldn't do that to you, Kel."
"You wouldn't," Kel says darkly. "We'll sit now."
Dom's laugh is music to her ears. Everything turns out to be a blanket on the grass up on a hillside overlooking the city, spread under a tree for shade, with a basket of food and a couple of bottles of cider standing ready. Dom sprawls out on the blanket at once, back against the tree, and grins up at her. Kel grins back and settles down beside him, sighing in contentment at the pleasant breeze and the lovely view. "I give it 10 minutes before Jump shows up to beg for food," she says after a moment.
"So we should eat," Dom replies,
and sits up to start taking a rather improbable variety of food out of the basket. Kel sets a sausage aside for Jump's inevitable arrival, and takes some flatbread for herself, wrapping it around some meat and vegetables for an impromptu sandwich. Dom hands her a handful of early sweet cherries. They're quiet while they eat, enjoying the sun's warmth and the peace of the moment. Finally, once the basket has been thoroughly emptied, Kel says, "Thank you. I needed this."
"My pleasure," Dom replies, and laughs. "Don't think you're getting away that easily, though."
He squirms around on the blanket until his head is in her lap, grinning up at her.
"There. Now you can't move."
"That works for cats, but I don't think it has quite the same effect for humans," Kel says, deeply amused. But she also leans back against the chair and runs her fingers gently through Dom's hair.
"Meow," Dom says smugly.
"You're a menace," Kel sighs, unable to completely repress her smile.
"You're a menace," Dom says,
and Kel bends down, chuckling, to kiss him. She doesn't get back to her paperwork for quite a while. The end.